Welcome back. I've heard so much today that the break was necessary so that I myself could digest everything that Pastor has been saying, or everything the Holy Ghost has been saying through his servants. Sir, you've said so much. I have my book. There are a lot of things written down here. In fact, but I want to still ask a question. You've been talking so much about doctrines, and you're asking which one will you believe?
Yeah.
What actually are the dangers of false doctrines? Because if you don't know the danger, the consequence of something, we might not
see the importance.
And that is the miserable estate of so many Christians. And that is why the Lord Jesus Christ himself gave the parable of the wise and foolish virgins.
Amen.
And that is why the Lord Jesus Christ made the statement, many are called,
few are chosen.
And we have to understand that Jesus is the author and finisher of our salvation.
Amen.
That's another bomb. It's like I'm just Jesus, that statement for the first time.
Jesus says, I am the way.
Amen.
And we say, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. When he say by me, he tell you about the things he's telling you. Follow me. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. There is the right way and there is the wrong way.
Amen.
Now, if you live here now, where we are located here, and where your direction is supposed to be leftward, and you take off and you go rightward, where will you end up? You will never end up in your destination.
That's right.
You will end up in the wrong destination. One direction is leading us to heaven. Another direction is leading us
to hell.
That's right.
Because there are only two ways. One leaded to life and one leaded to destruction.
That's right.
And that is what Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
Matthew 7:13.
Amen.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Yes.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
It leadeth to destruction.
And many there be which go in.
Many are following it.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
Few there be that find it. Now let me give you two examples. Now, God has tried to show us
yes, sir.
That he is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
Amen and amen.
That is why Apostle Paul said, he who think he stand,
take heed
lest he fall. Now, Moses, imagine the commentary of God concerning Moses.
Meekest man on earth.
Moses was told, go and
speak to the rock.
The water will come out.
Amen.
To feed the people. To quench the thirst of the people. He did it. And the water came out. We all know the story. We are Christians. The same condition came up again. Instead of Moses to listen. You were told to strike the rock. Strike the rock. He struck the rock. Water came out.
That's true.
And that was it at that junction of time. That was God's commandment at that time.
At that junction of time. Hallelujah.
The same situation arose.
40 years later.
He went and the Lord said, speak. Instead of speaking, what did he do?
He struck the rock.
Now take note that the water came out. That is where people play with the anointing. People think that the anointing means approval. Anointing does not always mean approval.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
That is why I say that Samuel had to tell Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. Many people are serving God. You are a church worker. You are financier. You are evangelical group. You are this. You are that in your church. You are the deacon. You are this one. You are the one running up and down. I am in this department. I am a church worker. And you know that has become an achievement for them. But the doctrines of Christ, they know nothing about it. And you do that, many of them lose their bearing with God. You remember that Moses, God got angry. He won't say because you are special, because you are the one I used to bring them out. Therefore, even because of you, I killed so many people. Because of how much I love you. I stood with you. Now, you honor me not before the people.
My God.
You stroke.
You've been good.
Did he go to the promised land?
At all.
Did he?
No, sir.
Why? Because he did the wrong thing. Why will you think in this age you will do the wrong thing, contrary to the commandment of God, and think you will make it? Now that is, you know, one. So many of us assume in Luke chapter 2, they thought Jesus was with them.
That's true.
Assume salvation. Salvation is not to be assumed, it's to be ensured.
Amen. Amen.
The 3 days, thank God, those parents knew better that it was their responsibility to be with Jesus, to keep his word, to keep Jesus. It is we, the leaders, the word of the Lord has been committed unto us, our responsibility to keep it. When you see where you are missing it, retract, come back and look for him. And you still find Jesus, the word.
Amen.
Amen.
That was what Mary and Joseph did. Although it took them 3 days journey going back, there are many of us that will have to recut a lot of teachings we have taught our people. Because we'll soon discover, under the Urim and Thummim of the Bible, the Old Testament,
amen,
it will not flash.
Amen.
Therefore, come back. Because you notice all these years, things you have taught have not produced the true Christian faith. No life. It has only enriched the pastors and impoverished the people, physically and even spiritually. Worse than spiritually. And see the extent of Christianity today. That is another example. And one more example. I said two, but let me just add this third one.
Okay, sir.
Is that we see a perfect example in the story of the Ark coming to Israel in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Now,
the story is long, so let me just paraphrase it.
All right, sir.
Okay, sir.
Now, throughout the days that Saul ruled, the Philistines came and took away
the ark of covenant. That's right.
And we know what the ark symbolizes. The presence of God.
Amen.
Worship is not complete without the ark.
Hallelujah.
You know, and David found it necessary to go and bring back
the
and
ark
that
of God.
Is a perfect example of the restoration ministry.
Amen.
I wish the followers of the minister of William Branham, a man God sent to restore us back to the apostolic faith.
Hallelujah.
I wish they can know that even though you go to bring back the ark from the denominations, you go to bring back the word, there is a due order.
Amen.
There is still a due order.
There is still a due order.
Hallelujah.
And David, 30,000 strong membership.
Hallelujah.
Revival.
My God.
They went and took the ark. With their own idea,
Their own doctrine, God of mercy,
doctrine of men, tradition of men, philosophy, the new way of doing it.
Modern
if you do it like this, you know, come back. You want people to come to the church, prepare breakfast, tell them you use breakfast.
Football match, football team.
Tell them you organize football team.
Modern Christianity.
Modern Christianity. Organize Bible colleges.
Oh my God.
Put them together. Do branches. Create hierarchy. From pastor, you become senior pastor. You become reverend. Reverend doctor. Until to be recognized, you must have some title. Outside of the God-given titles.
Amen.
And then David beautified a beautiful cart. Decorated it with all you can imagine with the words that the king has, the kind of decoration that cart would have been decorated. And believing that he was doing God a service, what his predecessor could not achieve, he is achieving it. And then put 2 horses in front to carry the word of God. Animals are not meant to carry. Serpents, seeds are carrying the word
oxen,
of God.
My God.
And then they were moving on. They were carrying the ark. And they were singing and dancing and singing and dancing.
In their own doctrine.
You can imagine 30,000 receiving, you know, revival. Revival was going on and God was not in it. Oh, and God was angry with them. Mm. That is the extent of a lot of revivals that are going on now.
Mm. May God and Lord. Mm. That's 2 Samuel chapter 6.
What? That is 2 Samuel chapter 6. Mm-hmm. You get the story from chapter from verse 1. It's all true. Mm-hmm. And before you know what, if you come to got to a stage, God wanted to end the revival. God wanted them to know that something is wrong.
That he's not there with them.
Yes, that he was not there with them. He had to stop that revival. God stopped the revival by himself, by causing the ark to
stumble.
The oxen to stumble. Yes, and then the ark was going to fall. And a holier than thou brother, Pastor Reverend Dr. Archbishop Uzzah, said, no, the word must not fall. The word must not. And then he went to stop the ark from falling down. No, no, it was God that was stopping that revival. What happened?
Verse 7, 2 Samuel 6, 7.
Verse 7.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And God smote him there for his error.
Can you see?
And there he died by the ark of God.
Somebody who is going to help, be careful with the ministries that God is scattering and you are trying to go there and put it together. God will leave those people and face you. He killed Uzzah. What did he call it? He said for his error. For his
God smote him there for his error.
No. But how is it an error? It is an error because Uzzah, you know, they're Jew. They're supposed to know that this is not how this act is supposed to be carried.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Did he strike him for stopping the ark from falling?
No.
It was because he was giving support to that error that was going on.
Hallelujah.
Anybody sponsoring an erroneous, anti-scriptural move, ministry, church, man of God, you are invoking the wrath of God. It's an error.
Oh my.
You are part of that error. See, there are some things going on in the church that the best thing you can do is just go and pray. Don't choke your mouth.
True.
It was only when it happened, a spiritual king.
Amen.
When you see certain unusual things happening around you that should not happen, then look back when you are sure God called you. And then he went back to find out how is this ark to be followed. That is, I mean, to be carried.
That's right.
That is what I say. God called me. God called me. Woman pastor, God called you. That's part of the doctrine we're talking about. That's some ordained women pastors.
That's true.
Some say the Bible does not permit women ministry. Now, God called you. God called you. There's no ministry that is new. Every ministry is in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
If he called you, how am I to go about that ministry before you jump out into it? Until David went and discovered that they did not carry it according to the due order.
My God.
So what is the effect?
The danger
of wrong doctrine is that you will miss your bearing. Revival will be disturbed. And then you can even bring sorrow to your ministry.
And you can miss heaven.
And of course, you will miss heaven.
Not
you are the one miss that heaven. Jesus said there will be weeping
and gnashing of teeth.
From all that he's saying, two questions are coming to my mind, sir. How can one escape from this erroneous doctrine? And what is another confirmation for a true doctrine? Because
if you
look at it, then most of the people who are propagating this erroneous teaching have a lot of population.
Isaiah 28, answer your question.
That's right.
Just straight to the point.
Isaiah 28, verse.
Read it from verse 8.
Amen. Isaiah 28 from verse 8. For all tables are full of vomit.
You are hearing now.
So that there is no place.
What is a table?
That's
a
food. Where food is
we have food, spiritual food. This is spiritual.
Hallelujah.
And that's pulpits. Doctrines are taught. It's full of what?
Vomit and filthiness. So that there is no place clean. Whom shall it teach knowledge?
Now. That's your question.
That's right.
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Again, read it again.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Who? How will you escape from this? How?
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Them that are weaned from the milk. He said, as newborn babes, what should you do?
Desire the milk of what?
Of the word.
Amen.
The word. Thy word is what? A lamp
unto my feet.
When you say the word, you are talking about the doctrines of Christ.
Amen.
You must study.
Go on.
Okay. For precept must be upon precept.
Can you see? Why he said, study to show yourself approved.
Rightly dividing the word of God.
That's why he said, precept must be upon precept.
Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Hear a little and hear a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will it speak to these people.
Let's go back to verse 9 again.
Okay. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
I forgot the breast. I only look at the milk.
That's right. Amen.
Weaned from the milk.
Milk of the word.
Milk of the word. Amen. And don't what?
Drawn from the breast.
How many breasts does a woman have for the baby?
Two.
Why didn't God give only one? Because you will need the two.
That's right.
So and the other breast is the old and the new testament.
Amen.
You must be able to balance it. Then you get the right bearing.
So to escape false doctrines, you must study and rightly divide the word of God. So it's a duty for every Christian to study and rightly divide the word of truth.
That is the answer.
That means we need to really pray for the spirit of revelation.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. So not by the population of the people gathering there.
No. Anything can attract people.
Sir, because we are studying. So let's keep studying. Yes. We've not brought this subject to a close yet.
Right.
Can one have the Holy Ghost and still not follow or obey some doctrines, you know, some true doctrines?
No, because the Bible says, what the Comforter will do, the Holy Ghost, he will lead you to all truth. Why? Because it is the spirit of truth. The Bible says so.
Amen. So you can't believe some and leave some.
No, it's not possible if you have the Holy Ghost. That's why it's important to have the Holy Ghost.
God of mercy. So the implication of what you're saying is there are a lot of people in Christendom who don't have the Holy Ghost.
No. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will not reject the Bible.
So
if you have the Holy Ghost, then why are you still remaining in error? You may remain in error as part of the journey to find truth.
Okay.
But you will stay in error.
I know a popular GO, so I want to be very, very plain because we're talking of souls of men.
Yes.
I know a popular GO who wrote in Open Heavens. That's Pastor Adeboye.
Yes.
2011, either March or February, who said some people are preaching water baptism in the name of Jesus. And he says it is wrong. In fact, he went further and said, if that spirit of has come upon you, it is the spirit of Antichrist that the Bible says should come into the world. So someone that can boldly say water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is wrong.
Now you have to understand that he was saying that based on his understanding. Now the only way for you to know whether he is right or wrong is bring what he says to the Bible.
Can someone that have the Holy Ghost really deny the truth of the word of God?
That is why I said bring it to the Bible. Because there is, you know, William Branham put it. He said any minister, any woman pastor, anybody manifesting any grace, and you want to confirm whether that spirit there is of God or not, he said give him the word test. How? When you see him doing anything contrary to the Bible and you present it to him, and he said, no. Then he said, you know, he is not operating by the Holy Ghost. Yet, he may be anointed.
This same church ordained women pastors.
That's what I'm saying. It's based on their understanding of what the gospel is all about.
You still have people who say they have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Then you said it while you were pointing at doctrine. You said, don't touch the book of Revelation.
I'm not here judging anybody.
Exactly.
I'm not here to say anybody is wrong, is right. I am only trying to let the people know that there's a danger of following a wrong teaching, and that there are false teachings, false pastors, spirit of error, and spirit of truth, and that if you go the erroneous teachings, erroneous doctrines, that you will never end up in heaven, which is our destination.
Amen.
And all I'm trying to do is to cause the people to come back and let their absolute be the Bible.
Not anyone.
Like the Berean Christian.
That's right.
He called them, they were more noble than others.
Amen and amen.
And every true seed of God There is a way you get so married to this, because this is our compass from earth to glory.
Amen.
God himself made it possible for this to come into our hands. Therefore, if your church, irrespective of who the man of God is, because remember, my greatness is not God that calls me great. It's you people that call me great. It's you that call your man of God great. And people who watch and see certain things around us say we are great. But that may not be the commentary of God concerning me.
My God.
Now, therefore, I will never respect you, man of God, above the word where you stand as far as the word of God is concerned. Well, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is about life.
The way of life.
It's not just a way of life. It is life.
Life itself. Life itself, my God.
Because in Christ is life. You accept him, you accept life. You reject him, you take death.
And to accept him is to accept his teachings. Before you ask a question,
to accept him is to accept
the Berean Christians, that could be found in Acts 17, verse 11. Verse 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. The Berean Christians. All right.
And if you go to Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
But, you know, the purpose of the ministry.
Okay.
From verse 11. Let's read from verse 11. And my emphasis is verse 14.
All right, sir. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children.
Now watch verse 14. Read it again.
That we henceforth be no more children.
No more children.
Tossed to and fro. Carried about with every wind
every
of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine.
By the slayer of
by
men.
By what?
The slayer of men.
By what?
The slayer of men. And cunning craftiness, whereby the lying waits to deceive.
Okay, verse 15.
But speaking the truth in love,
we
grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Thank you very much.
So we should honor no man above the word of God.
So that no wind of doctrine blows us out.
But sir, is it possible for us to have a mixture of both bad and good doctrine in the same place? Let's say, for instance.
Yes, don't go too far. In the same womb of Eve, there was the two spirits there, Cain and Abel.
The two doctrines.
The two doctrines were there. No. The two doctrines produced the two there.
Okay.
Do you understand? Cain and Abel, they are not the doctrine. They are the product of the doctrine.
Hallelujah.
Serpent doctrine, the and doctrine Adam. Of serpent, and the doctrine of God.
God. Amen. And
that's right.
The same thing also in the family of Abraham. It's a type of the church.
That's right.
There were two doctrines. God spoke to Abraham. I'll give you a seed. Another woman, doctrine through Sarah. Can you see? What did the two produce? They produced Ishmael and Isaac. So the two seeds are always there. There is Christ and there's the Antichrist in the same church.
The same church. Okay, that's in the church of Jesus Christ. Yes. But you've made it clear that one cannot have the Holy Ghost and follow some doctrines and not obey some, except he has not come across.
How can Christ deny himself?
Okay, so
when you have the Spirit, Holy Ghost, you're actually the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
I'm supposed to lead you to all truth.
Amen. Okay, sir.
And it's also a teacher.
You've done true judgments to this interesting topic. But please, sir, we want you to once again, before we close this episode, talk on the,
emphasize on the need.
The need to be established. False doctrines. Because what you are saying, sir, you don't have to say it this way. You don't have to point the gun like this. But it's clear that if you follow wrong teachings, you end up in hell.
You see, the one thing you don't understand is that salvation is a mystery.
Amen.
If you are not of God, you cannot hear God.
Okay.
Jesus said, why don't you hear me now? It's because you are not of God. You are of your father, the devil.
That's right.
And his works you will do.
Yes, sir. John 8:47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not
of God. You are not of God. He said, John 10, my sheep
hear my voice.
They hear my voice.
I hear you, sir.
And the voice of a stranger. What are you saying? Anything that is contrary to this Bible is strange. So when the Bible says, he that teaches anything contrary to what they have taught, the apostles have taught, let him be accursed. Who wants to be accursed? No accursed will go to heaven.
Please, I check out this scripture. And maybe you should close on it. 1 Timothy 4:16. It says, take heed unto thyself.
Yes.
And unto the doctrine. Continue in them.
Yes.
For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Let me take it again. 1 Timothy 4:16.
Take heed unto thyself.
Yes, sir.
And unto the doctrine. Unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Which doctrine? The apostolic doctrine. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And that is exactly what we are doing in this ministry.
1 Timothy 1:3 also. 1 Timothy 1:3.
Yes.
As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
Thank you. So, and let the people always know that there is another gospel. There's another Jesus.
Another spirit.
And there's another spirit.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 11 says so.
That's right, sir.
And there are false prophets. And that Satan has his ministers. It's 1 Corinthians 11. It says so. Therefore, he who thinks he stand, take heed, lest he fall. And he said, give diligence
to make your calling.
Make your own calling and election sure. Sure, because many are called, but few are chosen.
Trapped in false doctrine.
Thank you so much, sir. I think I will need to listen to this episode again.
Again and again.
This has been very, very lovely and great here on this episode of Rapture Watch. I'm sure you've heard something that has richly blessed you. Pastor was not mixing or playing with words. He meant everything he said, and he has preached towards the word of God.
That's right.
The need to take heed to our doctrines so that we will not end up missing heaven. This is Rapture Watch, only on Bright TV. Till we meet again, God bless you. Shalom to the bride of Christ.